This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, September 15th. Well, cattle markets yesterday had a nice strong day throughout the session, getting some follow through from the attempted reversal that we had on Monday, which didn't turn out very well, which didn't end well because of a fire in a packing plant in Grand Island. But they appear to be getting, have that under control and getting repairs and should soon be back online. So the market now has followed through with the upside buying that it started on Monday. The cash trade so far this week has been very quiet. Last week we were down one on the Fed trade at around 125, which is where we've been hovering for the last few months. We've been both sides of that, but this is toward the lower end of the range that we've seen over the last couple months. It's still up $24 from where we were a year ago. The dress trade last week around 201 was down one on the week, but still up 41 from a year ago. Dress weights at 822 pounds, up one on the week, down 21 from a year ago. Rib prices at 609, if you can believe that. Still just massively expensive beef, high quality beef prices. That was up 10 on the week, and up 237 from a year ago. It's pretty phenomenal to see these kind of numbers. 90% trimmings at 278 were unchanged on the week, but still up 55 from a year ago. So year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running 3.8% over last year. Cow slaughter is up 5.8%. Dressed weights are down 0.2%. Beef production is up 3.5%. I want to zero in on the cow slaughter here. When we look at 5.8% ahead of a year ago, it's a pretty phenomenal number considering that for the first good 4 months of this calendar year, we were running behind a year ago. And then by the end of May, we were up 3.5%. And then by the end of July, we're up 4.2%. By the end of August, up 5.4%. And now we're sitting up 5.8%. So the percentage of cow slaughter just continues to ratchet higher. And I'm convinced that this is more herd reduction, obviously, but it's primarily coming from the Northern Plains where you just had a disastrous growing season. There's no pasture, no hay, and you're seeing massive herd liquidation across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Western Iowa, Montana, Wyoming, all of that region that was just completely engulfed in this massive drought. You're seeing huge herd liquidation, and that, they're bringing the pairs off of pasture and they're splitting them. Calves are going to the feedlots or else to other pasture, but the cows are going to the packing plants. And it sets the tone for a huge bull market down the road. I think we can all get our arms around that. The question is timing, and I think that's a little ways off yet. You're going to have to see some relief from Mother Nature, and that doesn't come until next summer. And at the earliest, you would start to see heifer retention next fall, and that's presuming you get decent weather and have at least a hay crop, to something to feed them through the winter. But it would be nice to have some pasture as well. So this is a long time off yet before we start to see the heifer retention part of the bull phase of the market. In front of that, obviously, you're going to see a much smaller calf crop next year, and you're going to see feedlots really competing for those numbers. We're already seeing that to some degree. That was part of the run-up that we had here, a month ago. But since then, live cattle and feeder cattle both have taken a pretty good hit, and I think we're finally finding some traction here. We might stabilize for a day or two, but I do think you're going to see a snapback here in prices. Again, cash trade isn't giving us that yet, but I do think it's coming, at least for the feeder cattle market. In the cash trade, like I said earlier, we haven't really seen anything develop so far this week, but the box beef values just continue to work their way lower. Choice was down 304 yesterday. We're sitting at 323. Select was down 154 at 291. The spread lost $1.50. We're sitting at 32.27. Movement was 136 loads. Slaughter rates so far this week, we're sitting at 234,000 head. compared to last week of 124, and of course last week was a holiday, but that's still down 6,000 from where we were a year ago. So we're on this another trend in box beef prices. We've been down 14 of the last 15 days on both choice and select. Choice has lost $25 in that time. It's a drop of 7%. And select has dropped $27. That's a drop of 8%. The feeder cattle index was down 70 cents at 154.39. So we've had more down days in the last 3 weeks than we have had up days in that moving average index. I think that speaks to the volume of cattle coming off of pasture, looking for a home from the northern plains, finding some space in the central plains, but a lot of these calves are going to go to the feedlots, and that obviously is going to, you know, pull on the feed grain demand, which is going to be much higher priced than a year ago. But I think that just given the price action over the last 2 weeks where the market's just completely fallen apart for both lives and feeders, it does look like we're stabilizing. We got pretty close to the downside targets. Maybe it'll take another jab down to try to, you know, test that target. But I think that at least for the short term, the market would be looking to come up for air. The best we would do is still quite a bit above us where the old high was that had been taken out in late August, and that became support for a good solid week in the feeders before it started to break down here at the beginning of September. We never did come back up and test that level, so it'd be nice to see the market get up there, and that will probably set the tone for, you know, getting some hedges on and getting some sales on the books at that point. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.